I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Bina with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. Monday, May 18th will mark the 46th year since the eruption of Mount St. Helens. I was on duty as a National Weather Service forecaster in Seattle that fateful Sunday morning working the aviation forecast desk. The red emergency phone rang shortly after 8:30 a.m. on that mild sunny morning with a call from the FAA Flight Service Station. They had a pilot on the radio and I was patched in. I talked with the pilot who was leading a scenic tour of five passengers around the mountain when it blew. They luckily were on the south side of the peak, got hit by rocks, immense heat, and twisted the plane vertically. I could hear the passengers in the background with what I would describe as R-rated language. The pilot steered the plane south toward Portland and radioed the FAA. He wanted to know where the plume was heading and how to get back to his Chehalis base. Fortunately, the ash plume was moving east and he could safely return to Chehalis. The Weather Service had been working with partner agencies since the volcano started to have tummy rumblings in March. The Weather Service was part of a multi-agency response plan. When the mountain blew, a flash flood warning was issued for the Toutle River. I contacted the FAA Air Route Control Center in Auburn, who in turn shut down the airspace downstream of the ash plume. I then updated all Eastern Washington air terminal forecasts for ash, plus the air route forecasts involving those airports. The volcano created its own history with ash reaching up to 80,000 feet, circling the globe, while darkening skies and piling up to 5 inches of ash in areas east of the Cascades. It was my first big career moment. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Biener.